Well, good evening, everybody. It's the 8th of June, and I have received from you all a tape and a letter, and I had to go back and see if it was working, because I've had a little bit of trouble with this recorder lately. I don't know what was about with the backside of the tape there. So I recall we had some questions and things like that to answer. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed the slide tape show. I got two more boxes of slides sitting here now. One that consists of another Mountain Yard party. And one that's Japan slides. I'm trying to think of where I wrote down your questions and stuff. Actually, I don't know where I wrote down all the little comments and notes. I remember you had some questions about Jim, and he should have been through there the other day, fourth or fifth. And I was sorry to hear about Jock. Such a newspaper article was pretty good. But so it's I guess it's been about a week and a half since I've said anything. I don't have much to say, really. Not much has been happening. Mountain Yard Village up to 504 people now. We've got all kinds of projects going. We've got a second well that's right up to ground level now. We just haven't got the base or the high rings yet finished. When we finish that, we'll have two wells completed. Today I took some man down to the hospital, had a bullet wound in his leg, and maybe there's some VC out there, I don't know. What happened? Let's see. Sunday I went to Quinon, just took the day off, and we drove down to Quinon. That was the 4th. Spent the whole day down there and just, went in the little store they had there and bought a steak, and it was real nice. It was something different to do anyway. It was, we needed the break. And I've been to Quinon 3 times and had 3 flat tires. So just before we got to here, out there on the highway, we had a flat tire. That kind of makes you mad. But the kid that helped us change the tires was a schoolmate of Lieutenant Lee's. It's a small world. So Monday night, we had a Mountain Yard in the hospital. Took him to the hospital, and he had a volvulus of the intestine, which means, it was all wrapped around each other and tied off, and a piece of it had died and ruptured, and he was in pretty bad shape. So they were operated on him Monday night. And we dropped by the hospital to see the guy before they operated on him. As I walked out of the hospital, some sergeant was driving off with a Jeep. So I yelled at him, and he kept driving. So I had a Jeep stolen. Never fear, they found it today. Got it back. So Tuesday was kind of a slow day. We couldn't do very much. Put Huber on the bus, let him ride around, and he tried to find the, see if he could see it. Lieutenant Lee sat in the office, and I rode around trying to, find things to do. So Monday night, I borrowed a Jeep and I drove out to Mountain Yard Village. Monday afternoon, but after dinner, I guess 6:30 or so. Drove out there. Told me we're gonna chop wood tomorrow. So Tuesday, I had I had a 1.5 big truck, So I drove it out there myself. And I took 2 loads of people out. Checkpoint 96, which is about, 13 miles away from here or something. It's out there somewhere on the highway. Dropped them off. It takes 20 minutes to go one way out there and 20 minutes to come back, and I made 2 trips. So then it was about 10:30 when I finished doing that, and another truck finally got out there. So, got parked 1 truck in the middle of Mountain Yard Village, and I said, watch my truck for me. And then I left 1 kid to work on the well, came back here. I was supposed to take one of the lieutenants out to the Vietnamese village where he can start working on his civil affairs projects and stuff like that. But he didn't come through. So we borrowed a Vietnamese Jeep, drove out and picked up the kid that was at the well, came back here and ate lunch. And after lunch, we took a little break, and then everybody went out in the truck, picked up the second truck, and then we hauled 6 loads of wood and people back from checkpoint 96 until about 7 o'clock that night. Got it real late that night. That was a lot of work hauling that stuff in. So, got everybody in. And we happen to find a little bit of dinner left over for someplace. And today was... It was yesterday. Right. Saturday was Thursday. What did we do today? Well, we didn't have our truck again, so this morning I had... I started working the paperwork on getting a new Jeep, you know, so I'm running here and running there and talking to these people and writing up this and writing up that, trying to get it all typed up, finished, and sent in a train, called everybody. So about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the MPs called and they'd found the Jeep. The guy had taken it someplace and parked it, and it was in an okay shape. Of course, the needles and hypodermic stuff was all taken out of it, but none of that stuff was still in it. They'd taken all that stuff, but everything else was intact. So I came back, called Captain Miller, said we'd had to call Sergeant Clark and said, don't type up anything. We found the Jeep. And then I went over to the hospital in the mud yard. His brother wanted to go home. He was up there, you know, staying with the sick one. So we put him in the Jeep. And we went over to the S5 shop, picked up the trailer. Well, Huber was there, and he wanted to get his medical supplies. So we went over and got a whole trailer load of medical supplies, a whole bunch of them. And we drove medical supplies over to the S5 shop, unloaded them, and drove down to MACV downtown. And I did some fast talking, got some cement pipe, and this guy needed a truck to get the tin roofing that we need for the mud yards. And if you're asleep, it's time to wake up and turn the tape over. And I'll see if my side will come out better than the side that you made come out. So I scrounged the guy up a truck, and Huber and Clark are going to drive to Quinion tomorrow. I'm going to English, and Lieutenant Lee is driving the brigade commander around, showing them all our civil affairs projects. So we're going to be kind of spread out tomorrow from Quinion.